I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 15th. A man will be arraigned on a murder charge in Quincy District Court today after allegedly killing a woman in Quincy Saturday night. 34-year-old Giovanni Garcia is charged with the stabbing death of a 26-year-old woman at an apartment on Falls Boulevard Saturday night. Police responded to a 911 call at about 11 p.m. and found the woman dead in the apartment and Garcia also suffering from a stab wound. He was taken to a Boston hospital for treatment and is expected to be arraigned in Quincy District Court this morning. The woman's name has not been released pending the notification of her family, and the investigation is still ongoing. A Quincy man pleading not guilty in Salem District Court last week to multiple firearms-related charges stemming from an alleged shooting on Route 128 last week. 26-year-old Thomas Draquan Perkins was arraigned on charges including two counts of armed assault with intent to murder with a firearm. Prosecutors alleged the shooting happened at about 11:30 last Monday night following a verbal altercation between Perkins and another man in the parking lot of a Beverly Service Plaza. Investigators say the men returned to their vehicles and Perkins allegedly followed the other car onto the highway and fired shots at it. A second person was inside the targeted vehicle at the time. Police did not say whether the people in the targeted vehicle were struck or injured. At the arraignment, the judge ordered Perkins to be held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing and prohibited him from having any contact with the two individuals in the other vehicle. Perkins is due back in Salem District Court on December 18th for a dangerousness hearing. The owner of the Milton Medical Spa that was linked to at least 14 botulism cases this past summer pleaded guilty to injecting clients with unapproved Botox. 33-year-old Rodrigo de Medeiros Sequeira from Quincy pleaded guilty to one count of misbranding of a drug after shipment in interstate commerce with the intent to defraud or mislead. Federal prosecutors allege that Medeiros Sequeira, who owns Rodrigo Beauty, falsely represented to clients that he was a licensed medical professional, despite not being licensed to prescribe drugs or perform injections. In Massachusetts, medical spa procedures, including injections of wrinkle-relaxing Botox, have to be administered by a healthcare professional or under the supervision or direction of one. Estheticians are not medical professionals. Prosecutors allege the unapproved Botox was from illegitimate sources outside the country. In May, prosecutors said numerous clients were diagnosed with botulism, allegedly from the unapproved toxin that Medeiros Sequeira injected. At the time, the State Department of Public Health reported on the growing cluster of causes on the South Shore. At least 14 cases were under investigation. Medeiros Sequeira faces up to 3 years in prison, a year of supervised release, and a $250,000 fine, or twice the gross gain or loss of the offenses, whichever is greater. A man was arrested Friday about a month after investigators said he allegedly shot and killed a man in a targeted shooting in Rockland. 29-year-old Darnell Andre of Brockton was shot and killed in a parked car on November 11th at about 9:30 p.m. in Deering Square. Police said a suspect dressed in all black was seen running away after the shooting. This past Friday, police obtained an arrest warrant and took 34-year-old Kevin Dennis into custody in Brockton. State police investigated the fatal shooting along with Rockland Police and the Plymouth DA. Following his arrest, Dennis will be arraigned today in Hingham District Court on a charge of murder. Police said the victim was shot multiple times. He was rushed to South Shore Hospital but pronounced dead. Dennis was arrested by several departments, including state police. He was taken to the Rockland Police to be booked. Police did not say what the motive was in that shooting. Oh, and a dramatic reversal. Officials in Rhode Island declaring late last night that they were releasing the person of interest who'd been detained since early yesterday morning for the mass shooting at Brown University and resuming their search for a suspect. At the press conference about 11 o'clock last night, Providence and Rhode Island officials offered few explanations for the misstep, but acknowledged that the investigation was essentially starting over. Providence Mayor Brett Smiley said authorities had no information about any additional threats posed to the public. It was a stunning turn of events after authorities from the FBI to the head of the Providence Police talked about the dramatic capture of the person of interest at a hotel in Coventry, Rhode Island at about 3:45 a.m. on Sunday. Authorities said they still didn't have any additional images to release to the public beyond the short video released Saturday showing the suspect walking outside, video that does not reveal the suspect's face. Now, the shooting happened just after 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Barrison Holly building, which houses the School of Engineering and the Physics Department. Two students were killed, 9 others were wounded. As of yesterday morning, 7 people were in stable condition, 1 in critical but stable condition, 1 had been discharged. Brown University President Christina Paxson said all of the shooting victims are students. Investigators said not all families have been notified, so names have not been released. The jury in the Brian Walsh murder trial will begin their second day of deliberations today. Walsh is charged with murdering his wife, Anna, in 2023. His defense team said Walsh found Anna dead in bed. They claim she suffered a sudden and unexplained death, and Walsh disposed of her body in fear of being blamed. The prosecution said Anna was having an affair and their marriage was falling apart, so he killed her. The jury has not been told. Walsh pleaded guilty to misleading police and improper disposal of a body. The Quincy City Council is expected to set next year's property tax rates tonight. The vote was delayed last week when the administration failed to present the proposed rates for residential and commercial property, saying they needed more time to finalize the numbers. Mayor Thomas Koch says his administration is working to keep the tax increase to a minimum. Koch also says he expects a resolution from the state regarding a $16 million bill for the city's pension obligations. Koch contends that bill should be paid out of the $475 million bond that the city approved in 2021. A public hearing about the tax rates will be continued before tonight's vote. The next step in creating a performing arts center in Quincy is underway. City Council last week approved hiring a construction manager to begin the process of designing the new center. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch explains that there is still a long way to go. He says the new center will likely be located at what is now the Monroe Building in Quincy Center, which would be demolished. In addition to a performing arts center, the new complex would also house the Adams Presidential Center, the National Parks Visitor Center, and the City of Quincy Welcome Center. Koch says the city would own the building and that the Adams Presidential Center would fund its own creation and operation. Check of business news this morning. Stocks took a tumble on Friday. Dow was down 245. The NASDAQ lost 398. The S&P fell 73. Stocks are down in Asia today, and the price of Bitcoin sank as traders braced for an interest rate hike by the Bank of Japan later this week. The dollar slipped, the euro fell, oil at $57 a barrel. In sports, Patriots lose to the Bills, Foxborough yesterday, 35-31. The Minnesota Wild beat the Bruins, 6-2. Bruins will host the Utah Mammoth tomorrow night at 7. Tonight, the Celtics are hosting the Pistons at 7. And the Quincy College men's basketball team defeated Bristol Community College 81-78. On Saturday afternoon, the Granite now heads into their winter break with a 7-4 record. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, a high only 28. For tonight, clear skies and a low 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 34. Partly sunny Wednesday at a high of 48. And the cloudy on Thursday with a high of 48. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Winds northwest 15-20, gusting to 35 knots. High tide 7:49 a.m. and 8:24 p.m. Sunrise at 7:05, sets at 4:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, December 15th.